So during police week in the United States, apparently Barack Obama, instead of hanging around and the White House and, you know, getting to know some of the men and women officers that have sacrificed their lives to protect yours, he decided to go golfing. I actually got this from a friend who has a friend who was there, and this police officer wrote this: I have some photos from police week, and did you know that Obama was golfing at the time of the memorial instead of thanking the families for their great sacrifices they've endured for the price of domestic security? Well, that doesn't surprise me. It seems like Barack Obama, unless it's a beer summit or he's going to get some press out of it, maybe there wasn't much press coming for this, decides to go and do something different. Ah, that doesn't matter. Who really cares about Obama? What I want you to care about is Tuesday's show, and Tuesday's show is going to be a barn burner, of course, at 9 o'clock Eastern. Robin Sachs and a family from Naples, Florida, will be on to talk about a case that is going to absolutely blow your mind. I'm not going to tell you too much right now, but you got to tune in. It is one that, you know, we're all about protecting kids and advocacy and the rights of those that have been abused. Well, this case is going to absolutely drive you around the bend. So Robin Sachs will be here. And then ET correspondent and longtime television reporter Diane Diamond will be here with her take on what's been going on at the Casey Anthony trial. I think opening arguments have started. And, of course, Blink from Blink on Crime will be here, too, to give us another update on the Casey Anthony case. All Casey Anthony all the time? Well, not quite. But make sure and tune in Tuesday at 9 o'clock Eastern for the Dana Pretzer Show. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.